In Oregon today, 3,000 gay couples got word that they are no longer married. The state Supreme Court ruled that marriage licenses issued to gay couples last year were null and void and against state law. Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting has the story.
A little over a year ago, Mary Lee and Becky Kennedy stood before a judge and flashing cameras to get married. They were the first of 3,000 gay couples who wed over 6 weeks with a license from county officials in Portland. Today, Lee stood with her partner before cameras again after the Oregon Supreme Court nullified their marriage.
Certainly we feel great sadness, great disappointment, some devastation, I think. We also have faith that this isn't the end. We know this is a long road and we're going to walk it together.
The Oregon Supreme Court said the issue of gay marriage is a statewide concern and not the purview of county officials. County Chair Diane Lynn said that Oregon's constitution gave gay couples the right to a marriage license. The state Supreme Court said voters disagreed in November. Oregon was one of 11 states to approve a constitutional ban on gay marriage. Kelly Clark, the attorney for the Oregon Defense of Marriage Coalition, says the justices went one step beyond the marriage question when they ruled that county officials didn't have the authority to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples.
And I think we now know that the Oregon Supreme Court says that local governments do not have the ability to take statewide law into their own hands, that we still are the state of Oregon and not the Confederation of Oregon Counties.
But the court remains silent on the question of whether gay couples have a right to the benefits of marriage, such as hospital visitation rights and tax breaks, without marriage itself. Roe Thorpe, with the group Basic Rights Oregon, says gay rights advocates plan to file a new lawsuit, one that asks the court to grant all those benefits through civil unions.
Those couples aren't going away. Nobody's taking off their wedding rings. The law may not recognize their relationships right now, but they know what they feel for each other. They know what they believe about their state and about their community.
Vermont is the only state that now allows civil unions. State lawmakers in Connecticut are considering a similar law. Gay rights advocates in Oregon are hoping state lawmakers in Salem will be next, especially since Democratic Governor Ted Kulongoski is pushing for civil unions. Massachusetts remains the only state where gay couples can marry. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Salem, Oregon.